I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently had a chance to sit down with Lon Johnson. He's a Democrat running for the 1st Congressional District seat, and he stopped by our studios while he was crossing the district on the campaign trail. We talked about some of the key issues that he's been talking about with folks as he's out on the road. Here's more with Lon Johnson.
We need to rebuild our government to be as honest and hardworking as the people who pay for it, and that's us. We're not getting that. You know, when you look at these trade deals that are coming down the pike, TPP, that's a trade deal that's going to accelerate, not slow down or not boost our manufacturing. It's going to accelerate the exportation of our jobs. Number two, we need to, you know, within that same government reform, we need to look at some tax reforms. Mm-hmm. You know, this dark store issue is a prime example here. What you've got happening not only in Lansing, but even more in Washington, D.C., is corporations are coming to our communities. And then going to our state capitals or our national capital and plunking down a lot of campaign contributions and hiring, you know, law firms and PR firms and getting tax rulings that are shifting the tax burden from corporations down to working families. Mm-hmm. And that's got to end. You know, this it's more pronounced here with the dark store issue. You know, we've got these stores here that pay their fair share, but then they go down to Lansing.
Like, and it gets ruled as it is.
Yeah, get some fancy attorneys, throw around some campaign checks, and before you know it, oh, you know, bingo, well, your tax bill gets sliced in half, and next thing you know, we're laying off cops and shutting down libraries.
Well, but that's, you know, in this particular instance, it's a state issue. You're looking at running for a federal position. You're running for Congress.
But don't kid yourself. It's 10 times worse.
I wanted to ask you how those two work together, that people need to be aware that this is going to be something that comes up in this particular race as well.
Well, it's a way of operating. You know, corporations will always seek to save a buck, and that's what corporations do. Mm-hmm. You know, their job is to return capital, and I'm a capitalist, return capital to their investors. However, you can build a business that way, but you cannot build a country that way. You know, you need to hold politicians account for that sort of behavior. The politicians are the ones that are allowing this behavior to occur. Now, in Washington, we've got an example. We've got corporations that are taking their revenue and parking it overseas to basically hide tax dollars from our government. Now, if you and I tried that, we'd be in jail. Mm-hmm. You know, that's got to end. You know, we also have a tax structure that is continuously favoring Wall Street. Let me give you an example. If you and I take our money and we make a bet on Wall Street, right? And if that bet pays off, you and I, we win. And if that bet doesn't pay off for you and I, well, we're out of luck. We should have done more research or made a better bet, right? On investment.
It's a bet. It's the best gamble you would make, but you can make it's a gamble.
It's a gamble, right?
You know, you
whether
could
it's
lose.
The stock market or Vegas. You
there's
know,
risk.
There's risk there. But what's happening in our country is that we've got these large industries, large corporations making big risks, taking big risks, and when they pay off, they keep those dollars. But when that risk doesn't pay off, they're pushing that tax bill, that loss onto taxpayers, saying we're too big to fail. You got to bail us out, government. Now that's, you know, we're socializing loss and privatizing profit. That's not capitalism. That's socialism. You know, we've got to hold these corporations accountable. We can't go bailing them out. Now, you know, these corporations and Wall Street got bailed out, and who paid for it? You and I did.
You've made no bones about the fact that one of the key issues for you is the environment, the condition of the Great Lakes, not only from an economic standpoint, but also from a natural standpoint. Mm-hmm. And you've been adamantly calling for pipelines under the straits to be closed and to reevaluate all of the positions with that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, look, beyond rebuilding our government, next step, we have to keep us here, both beautiful and profitable. We've always had that challenge here. You know, we've been blessed with beautiful natural, natural assets here. But at the same time, we have to make a living. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to continue. That means continue sustainable logging, continue sustainable mining. But when you think 10 and 20 and 30 years ahead in our lifetime, Walt, fresh water will be the most valuable natural resource in the history of mankind. Fresh water. Now, we have to show there's an entirely new economy coming down. Two things are known for sure. One, fresh water will be the most valuable natural resource. And number two, billions with a B, will be spent on trying to understand how to use and protect it. Water's not a generation issue. It's an efficiency issue. So we need to show the world how to use and protect it by creating a fresh water institute. We know that market is coming, and we need to be the world's leader because we hit the geographic lottery, right? 21% of the world's fresh water is right here, which means we have a competitive advantage over every other state and over every other country. Now, how does this relate to the pipeline? Imagine for a moment in this new billions of dollars marketplace, what's paramount? That we hold our credibility. No one will listen to us if we have another Kalamazoo River-like spill or another Flint-like disaster. So we have to first maintain our credibility. Now, think for a moment. Right now, we have a 63-year-old oil pipeline running through the Straits of Mackinac. Now, I'm not opposed to pipelines. I'm not opposed to oil. Pipelines are the safest way to move oil, and they're key to our economy. But there are smart places to put a pipeline and not-so-smart places to put a pipeline. A 63-year-old oil pipeline that's running through the Straits of Mackinac with those currents, not a smart place.
Yeah, we saw that with the University of Michigan study recently that was done that you pointed out on some of your campaign materials was that it is the impact would be detrimental from the natural standpoint and also from the economic standpoint.
That's right. Yeah. We got to shut this thing down. Mm-hmm. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about this. Look, who's telling us this? Who do you trust with our Great Lakes? You know, we've got the same government officials who told us that Flint water was safe is telling this pipeline's safe. The same people who are running this pipeline were responsible for the largest pipeline disaster in the history of the U.S. right here in Michigan in 2010, the Kalamazoo River spill. We got to shut this thing down. The bottom line, should we trust those folks? Absolutely not.
That's the comments of Lon Johnson. He's a Democrat running for the 1st Congressional District seat. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.